This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. The BFM Breakfast Grill. Top interviews you can't afford to miss. Presented by the CIMB Group.
Our guest this morning is Sujata Sekhar Naik, the Chief Executive of SIDREC, the Securities Industry Dispute Resolution Centre, set up to help small claimants in the local capital market. Sujata, welcome to the Breakfast Room. We understand that SIDREC is quite a new phenomenon in Malaysia. Do tell us, enlighten us what it actually does for market players.
I'd love to, actually, because I think it's time that investors out there fully understood what we're about and actually start accessing our service more, because it's there for them. SIDREC was set up by the Securities Commission. We are an approved body by the Securities Commission to undertake dispute resolution for investors in the capital market. Anything involving products or services, capital market products or services, and if investors have any issues or concerns with regards to the service that they're receiving or the products they've invested in, and have a dispute that they can't come to any agreeable, agreement on with the member, with the intermediary, whether it's a broker, a fund manager, they can actually come to us to try and settle the matter. We will first try to help them mediate, basically start the conversation, towards trying to resolve the concerns that they have. We'll try to mediate a settlement, and if we can't mediate a settlement, then our mediators will actually proceed to adjudicate a decision on the matter.
So in short, basically, it is a service, a free service, set up by the Securities Commission to help the small claimant, the individual retail shareholder, to bring his claims against the capital market intermediaries in the market, whether they're fund managers, unit trust brokers, or derivatives brokers.
Yes.
They're aimed specifically at individuals, is that right?
Yes, it's an individual or sole proprietor. And your claims need to be currently below 100,000, though we will be upping it to reflect SE's own approach, retail investors. So it'd probably be up to 250, but we're currently at 100,000. And the purpose of maintaining the claim, at a lower amount is because our priority are the small investors. To provide them an avenue to go to resolve disputes that's not costly and time-consuming.
So in essence, this 100,000 cap at this point in time, when will it be raised to 250,000?
Well, we hope in the new year, but, that's in the process. We have to amend our terms of reference and, that will happen.
So we understand that SIDREC right now is funded by the SC, and any claims, successful or otherwise, in fact, are then paid for by the claimees, if you like. Is that right?
By the members. Our members are the intermediaries, the brokers, the fund managers.
Okay, so we understand that you've got about 144 members right now, comprising entirely of the fund managers, the derivatives brokers, the stock market, stock brokerages. So in that sense, nobody has fallen through the cracks. Is that right? Or they will not, they're all mandated by law to be members of SIDREC.
That's right. They are mandated by the Capital Market Dispute Resolution Regulations, and they must be members of SIDREC.
Okay, so
comply with the terms of reference of SIDREC and comply with the awards issued by SIDREC.
So right now, the SC pays for the operational expenses of SIDREC. Claims are paid for whenever they're successful by the members themselves. There's a timeline on the table right now to pass the transition, the OPEX cost, to the members within 2015.
Yeah, as you're aware, last year it was supposed to be that the members would actually start funding SIDREC. Our whole funding structure was supposed to the transition was supposed to have occurred. But there were certain challenges which members faced and concerns which they raised to both SIDREC and to the SC, relating to the funding structure, a more equitable kind of apportionment of the funding structure, sufficient for us to feel that, we did need to take a bit of time to review what's the different avenues available, and to come to something that we can engage with industry on, get their feedback on, before implementing it. So the SC has been actually kind enough to extend the funding to 2015. Okay. So we've got a bit of time to work that out.
Let's end the discussion with the transition and the requirements under that transition. But for now, just to discuss some of the functional issues, Sujatha, there are, I guess, parallel dispute resolution bureau, for example, the Financial Mediation Bureau, a body set up by Bank Negara.
Yes.
Then, of course, there's a small claims court, the Consumer Claims Court, and as well as the Civil Justice System, the Sessions
yes.
Courts and so on. How do you address these potential overlaps?
Well, actually, no, there's no overlaps. It's basically working together within the system. It's to provide investors that additional alternate avenue to resolve their disputes in a cost-effective, cheap, and efficient manner.
Is it right to say that the main USP of your of CIDREC is the fact that it's free, it's paid for by the system?
That's right. It is free to the investor. Other than there might be some minor admin costs, but they're token. It's totally free to the investor. The member obviously has to pay.
So if I feel that I've got a legitimate pecuniary loss arising from my unit trust distributor, or my fund manager, or my stockbroker, I can come to you and say, Sujatha, I feel that I've been misled or missold on this aspect. Can I claim up to 100,000? You will entertain my claim?
We will entertain your claim. As long as it is against a member, that means, you know, a broker or a fund manager, and it involves a capital market product or service, and you come within our claim limit, we will certainly look at it, and if your claim is valid, it'll proceed for mediation.
What is the burden of proof when such claims are involved, and what are typical claims?
Okay,
anyway?
I think the most important thing for everyone to understand is the dispute resolution process is not a legalistic process. The whole point of an alternate dispute resolution process is to move away from the cost and time that's taken up by the courts, etc. So when we look at it, it's not based on, is there a breach of the law? Sure, if there's a breach of the law and there's some loss arising from it, we will look at it. We will also look at unfair practices. We will look at we will take into account the best practices in the industry, the laws, how the conduct of the parties concerned, fair issues of fairness. All of that will be taken into account by the mediator in arriving at the decision.
So within the fold of CIDREC, there are mediators, of course, who are clearly instrumental in the process. Who are these people?
Well, currently we have a full-time mediator. She's experienced in the capital market. She has she's been involved in compliance and has a total understanding and expertise of capital market issues and the operations of the capital market. And our panel of mediators as well would come from a background of either legal or capital market professionals, right? And I think this is where we want to actually build our capacity in, to ensure that the mediators that come on board have got capital market experience and exposure, so that they bring that expertise to the table in their mediation and adjudication.
With us this morning is Sujatha Sekhar Naik, the Chief Executive of CIDREC, the Securities Industry Dispute and Resolution Centre. After this, Sujatha, flash crashes, Geneva Gold, and the way forward.
Busy finding money. BFM 89.9.
Our guest this morning is Sujatha Sekhar Naik, the Chief Executive of CIDREC, or the Securities Industry Dispute Resolution Centre, set up to help small claimants in the local capital market. Sujatha, one of the things that the local stock market has been criticised of or concerns arising from is the fact that there's a lot of syndicated plays in the local stock market, people who orchestrate trades and transactions in the market, which result in losses to individuals. Will CIDREC help in these instances in time to come?
Well, you know, issues of misconduct in the market, of course, that's a regulator's issue. So that would be something that the Securities Commission and, who would step in for, and the Bursa Malaysia. Where CIDREC would come into is if there has been a monetary loss, which the investor can actually substantiate, you know, to provide us information on culpability or contribution to that loss by a member, right? Then it they could bring it to us and the mediators would look at it on the basis of the information brought to us. But you got to remember that they must be able to actually substantiate, you know, whatever it is that they're claiming, because there has to be a monetary loss that has been contributed to by the member.
That must make the whole exercise extremely complex and extremely difficult to prove. And it, you know, if I'm to be honest, a bit off-putting to the claimant himself, because how is he or she going to come to the SIDREC or to the SCO or you know, such bodies and say, hey, look, I feel that I've been victimized in this particular transaction or group of transactions, and, you know, he or she is a pensioner with no resources available at their disposal. I mean, how are they going to help in the whole fact-finding process?
Well, I mean, I think that he or she actually feels that they genuinely have, you know, faced an issue where there has been that kind of conduct, they should go to the SC. I can tell you that the SC would take them very seriously. They should go to the SC with whatever information that they have. And the SC will then put it in together with whatever other information they have and look into it further. And if it justifies, you know, taking steps, the steps will be taken. But in terms, what we're talking about here where SIDREC is concerned is you're talking about someone who has a clear monetary loss where they can clearly say to us that, look, I've lost this because of X, Y, and Z, and the broker or the fund manager concerned, you know, has contributed to my loss in this way, right? And give us the facts and circumstances so that the mediator has got something to look at and be able to come. You know, it's not a miracle kind of magic kind of situation where you get the answer that you want just because you come to us. You have to be able to substantiate your case. You know, it's only fair that you don't come to us with baseless,
yeah, fluff, basically,
yes,
baseless claims.
Yeah, claims.
3 years since inception, Sujata, and you don't have that. One of the biggest challenges for yourselves is the fact that the industry, the players, the claimants themselves have not really acknowledged that this service exists.
Yes.
And that must make it a bit of a conundrum for you.
It does. And that's why for this year, this coming year, our focus is going to be to build the awareness out there, because it's really important for investors to understand how valuable this service is for them. It's an avenue which they didn't otherwise have. It avoids the costs. They, you know, very often small investors cannot afford to take matters through to the court. Sometimes they feel intimidated just by the whole system, you know, and the complexity of things. And so they've lost money and they just leave it as it is and they go away. They go away from the market. They stop investing or they feel disheartened. This is an avenue for them to come to bring their valid claims where they can be certain it's an independent person that's looking at it, impartial, right? All the facts will be looked at. We will first help you try to mediate a settlement, because it's always better to, you know, to be able to come to a settlement in an amicable manner. And if that's not possible, you can be certain that the mediator will then adjudicate in an impartial and fair manner to arrive at a decision. So I'm not saying that they will necessarily get whatever it is that they want,
but
they can
be
certain
at least
there'll be a fair hearing and an impartial hearing. And if it's justified, there will be an award in their favour.
We are talking this morning to Sujata Sekhanaik, the Chief Executive of SIDREC, the Securities Industry Dispute Resolution Centre. Now, what you say is obviously very true, Sujata. A lot of people feel that they are too small in the local capital market and they are helpless at the hands of the big fish, the big players themselves. Now, the CG blueprint of 2011 of the SC, among which many recommendations, suggested the feasibility of litigation funding by third parties, basically a group of aggrieved investors getting together and being funded for litigation because they can't afford it otherwise. Now, what is the potential for SIDREC one day to help this process along?
Well, I think there's nothing to stop a group of investors coming together and saying that they want all their cases to be heard, you know, by the same mediator, to be heard together by the mediator, but we would need the parties to agree. Because don't forget, a lot of the times, one of the key things about SIDREC is confidentiality, right? You achieve a lot in terms of mediating a settlement where there is confidentiality of all the information. And it's not just confidentiality of information of the members, of the intermediary, but also confidentiality of each investor. Oftentimes you find that investors do not want the details of their specific case to be shared to anyone else.
Some instances where these collective litigation funding might be interesting is, for example, in recent years. In fact, every one of the last 3 years has a flash crash occurred. In October 2011, there was one time. June 2012, there was another one. And in June 2013, there was another instance where there was a concerted and apparently orchestrated maneuver to drop by a great deal of money at the last 1 or 2 minutes of the closing bell. For example, in the June 2013 example, Berjaya, Toto, Batu Kawan, TDM, CBIP, Coastal Contracts plunged near the end of their session. In June last year as well, a lot of big players, Carlsberg, Nestle, Bursa Malaysia, Farmaniaga, MMHE, among the clutch of others. And in October 2011, big players, Siam, IGM, PetDag, Digi, MIC, KLK, IUI, Tanaga, all suffered the same fate. Now, in terms of those instances, we're not going into the how and why those maneuvers existed, but in instances like that, where a whole bunch, we presume, of thousands of investors might have been injured pecuniarily from those events, is there a resolution for them?
I think that's actually quite a difficult question to put to me. I don't think I'm the right person to actually answer it. But let me put it this way. If someone comes to us and are able to prove, they need to be able to show us that there is a monetary loss arising not from normal market vagaries, normal market risks, but they can prove that it arises from the conduct, and don't forget this, the conduct of a member, an intermediary, as opposed to any other individual out there, right? They can bring it to us.
If capital market orderliness is the ultimate goal at the end of the day, then might these transgressions and the difficulty of proving losses due to these transgressions make it, eventually result in the small investor feeling it's not worth it to participate in the capital market?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that these transgressions, yes, they need to be dealt with. All kinds of transgressions must be dealt with because, of course, it will impact on investor confidence if they're not dealt with. But investors themselves must also come to the table, with being willing to be accountable for decisions that they make themselves, right? They must be willing to be responsible to monitor their investments. They must be willing to make sure that they get the right advice before they invest. And then they must be willing to take steps to try and find the redress if they feel that they have been they've been wronged in some way. So if they have feelings that there's been misconduct in the market, they must be willing to step up and take it to the regulator.
It's a two-way street for sure.
It's a
and
two-way street.
They've got to know what they're doing before they get into the game. In recent years, Sujata, and this is in line, I guess, with Sidrec's evolutionary process where you're constantly improving your services to the small player. Individual losses have occurred, and mainly CCM-endorsed outfits, for example, the Country Heights Guru scheme or the Geneva Gold scheme. Now, of course, those fall out of your ambit at this point in time.
The interest schemes.
Exactly. Will Sidrec consider including them in the system where...
Well, look, we are actually an animal that's been set up pursuant to the Capital Market Services Act. So our scope is in relation to capital market services and products and anyone licensed by the SC to provide
those
services.
So in short, it will forevermore be excluded
from
the fold?
Well, I mean, I think if we're talking about growth, I think we would definitely want to grow to be able to offer arbitration for the higher claims on a voluntary basis so that we are a one-stop kind of body for the whole of the capital market, so that anyone who has a dispute is able to come to us and have it resolved through mediation, adjudication or arbitration. I think that would be a natural evolution for Sidrec. If you are asking whether we can expand into other areas, well, those areas fall under the purview of other regulators. So, I mean, that's a transition I can't actually comment on at this point. And don't forget, for the financial institutions and insurance companies, there is the Financial Mediation Bureau.
Of course. When we look at your board of directors, we understand why among your directorships, you've also included heads of fund management companies, both private and GLC. But might this not cause a conflict if a claim were to arise against any of these institutions, you know, whether it's against CIMB Principal or against Affin Investment Bank or whether against the PNBs of this world?
Well, I think it's a very good question. I'm glad you asked it, actually. There are very clear checks and balances in place. Under the regulations, the SE has ensured that our board, the composition of the board involves a majority of independent directors. And those independent directors serve to ensure that the discussions that occur are, you know, have got the robust challenge that is needed at board level. But more than that, I think you need to understand that the mediation activities of SIDREC have, the board have no involvement whatsoever in them at all. They have no right to actually interfere in an award. They have no right to know about the details of the cases. The cases come in, they are assigned to a mediator, the mediator goes on and proceeds to undertake the mediation and then proceeds to adjudicate without the right of the board to come in at any point. They cannot ask for the information relating to the mediation. They cannot ask to have a say in the award. So therefore, you know, the checks and balances are in place. What having them on board brings to SIDREC, the value it brings to SIDREC is that it brings the commercial reality of industry, how their expertise in how you know, the industry works, the challenges that industry have, and the challenges that investors have. They have first-hand knowledge of it, and they bring that experience to the board.
So Jatha, very quickly, before we end in a couple of minutes, in 2015, when the SE passes over the costs of OPEX to the industry, what is the modality of their commitment to the SIDREC? And we understand that the revenue-based model has been vehemently pushed back against. What are the potential options for calculating their commitment?
I think, you know, we have a bit over a year to go. The commitment of the Securities Commission is complete. They're very, very strongly behind the whole purpose and objective of SIDREC, and they will be there for the long haul. You know, we are here to stay. So we will work out a funding structure that works. We will engage with industry on this over this course of this year and take it to the SE. It's too early for me now to actually talk about the different options because I need to first engage with our members on it, you know, before I actually discuss it on over the air.
And we do welcome the time when the decision is made and offer more potential avenues for the small claimant. Thank you for your time, Sujata, and good luck with the road ahead.
Thank you.
That was Sujata Sekhar Naik, the Chief Executive of SIDREC, the Securities Industry Dispute Resolution Centre, set up to help small claimants in the local capital market, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.